This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Chris Haynes is reporting that Milwaukee Bucks star Damian Lillard will be out indefinitely after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his calf.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That is awful.
He's on blood thinners.
So he's gone for 6 months.
Yeah, they said he'll continue to get regular testing to get him back to good health. That's from Haynes.
I mean, we just heard this with Victor Wembanyama, and I understand he's 7'3", and Chris Bosh was also a taller player as well. But unfortunately, blood clots are not uncommon amongst NBA players. You know, they're just bigger guys, and they have medical procedures way more than the average person. And you are literally out, we just heard this with Wembanyama, 6 months. So Damian Lillard now is done for the next 6 calendar months. So he won't be back until, and I'm talking like any basketball activity able to do that until the end of September.
Thanks a lot, Fauci.
Sure. Sounds so MAGA. I love
True
it.
True story.
I am MAGA. What's it to you?
I bet you are, Mr. Travis Matthews wearing hat. Those guys don't strike me as MAGA guys, but...
So here's Lillard's quote. This was to Chris Haynes. It's unfortunate that something outside of my control would come up. Along with the Bucks medical staff, our priorities are to protect my health and safety. As much as I love basketball, I need to be there for my kids and my family. I'm grateful the Bucks acted quickly on this. They've been supportive and proactive throughout this process. I look forward to moving past this and continuing my career. So he's done. And like you said, and...
Yeah, it says indefinitely on the report, so...
Yeah.
That's 6 months.
Well, we talked about this with Wimby as well. You know, these blood clots, well, first of all, it's very scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is not something to mess with. So, and then you go on the blood thinners, which you have to because you don't want to clot and die. There are a lot of different reasons why you can get a blood clot, and some of the reasons are worse than others, meaning some of them mean you should never play basketball again or never be off blood thinners, and others... are a little bit more mundane and can clear up.
Yeah.
We just don't know with Lillard. So, man, and Milwaukee wasn't doing much anyway, right? Aren't they like fifth in the East or something?
Yeah, they're so mid. But, I mean...
Why are they so mid? I don't understand. Of course, I don't watch them.
I mean, we were talking about it a little bit in our last branded report, but I think that the loss of Jrue Holiday, and obviously Chris Middleton's not on, you know, not on that team anymore, or he is, but he's not producing the same way that he was when they won the championship. Just trying to shift to different personnel and trying to find that defense in the backcourt somewhere else, because I love Damian Lillard. I'm Damian's biggest fan, but... And I don't think the Trailblazers should have traded him, but we all know that he's not a defensive first point guard. That's what Jrue Holiday gave the Bucks, and I feel like that was a huge drop-off. And I wondered, honestly, moving on from Jrue Holiday, the guy that won you a title at that point guard position, yeah, it's smart to go get one of the best point guards of all time, but if you already won like that, like, why are you messing with anything? I obviously didn't want Dame to be traded, but I questioned how the move would affect them in the first place because he is a totally different point guard. And you saw last season, Rob, him and Giannis took, what, 4 months to gel? Yeah, their record was okay at times, but that was because other guys were stepping up and Brooke Lopez was hitting threes for you. At some point, though, I don't know, you're just not getting that defense, and I think it's going to hurt you.
It's all fair. Jrue Holiday is one of the more underrated players in the league.
Absolutely.
If not the most. He just, I think by now he's gotten his due, but he's awesome. And you're right, two totally different guys, and Lillard need the ball more. But, you know, listen, man, if I'm going to give you Damian Lillard, Doc Rivers, and Giannis, I mean, and I think we all felt this when that trade went down, you'll take that. Those three guys can make that work, right? Because they're all of the ilk of, they're high IQ basketball guys. Doc's a good coach, although I know some people would scoff at that, but he's a good coach. He's choked.
Well, it was Adrian Griffin first. Remember?
No, it was.
Yeah, and then I think midway
through.
Well,
that's fair.
Because so when he came over, it
but
was
they were
Adrian
better
Griffin,
with
Giannis,
Adrian Griffin.
They were.
They were awesome with Adrian Griffin.
30-13 before Griffin got fired.
But they fired him.
He also yelled at Terry Stotts, you know, to get
nobody
over in the huddle.
Nobody yells at Terry.
Nobody yells at Terry, bro. It's obviously not. I mean, even with Doc coming in experience, but like, when's the last time he won a title? Oh, wait, right?
I know, but listen, I'm just saying, if I gave you a coach with the pedigree of Doc Rivers, let's put it that way.
Okay, I understand.
I'll give you a coach with the pedigree of Doc Rivers. You have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is not difficult to deal with. He's a team guy. He's a star. He's in his prime. And then you add Damian Lillard, who is also a team guy. He understands the game. He's not a me first guy. He's not a selfish guy. He's not a pain in the ass. You put those three things together, stunning that it would not work. And yet it has not worked. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and it's funny because the East is a lot easier, right? Like the West is more of a meat grinder, so you would think that Milwaukee, and that's, I thought what Dame was talking about going to the East, thought, oh, maybe it's going to be a little bit easier here to get to the NBA Finals rather than fighting through the Warriors and everyone else in the Lakers.
We penciled them into the Finals.
Exactly.
And, I mean, well, I guess, you know, then you get the Suns. Now, see, the Suns are a little different because you got Durant, Booker, you know, you got a hodgepodge of guys that, you know, can maybe have a tendency to be a little bit more me first or harder to gel with. But that not with Lillard and Giannis. Crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, supporting cast is big, though. And
that's true.
I don't know who else. I mean, like, Pat Connaughton was one of your backups until last year. Like, I just don't know how deep the Bucks are, you know, when it comes late in the season or into the playoffs. Like, how much experience do those guys have in those moments? Because beyond Giannis and, you know, Dame got to the Western Conference Finals.
But it's worse than that. It's deeper than that. Like, they just aren't very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that starts with attitude in the locker room, too. And it doesn't sound like everything's been going well there. I don't think when Doc took over last season, everything immediately became better in the locker room.
Well, who's the problem?
That's a great question, man. I wish I had an insight to like a Milwaukee beat reporter.
Do they not get along? Is Giannis harder to deal with than I'm giving him? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, blood clot for Damian Lillard. Not good. And yes, as somebody texted in, Jerome Kersey, that's what got him.
I know. Rest in peace. I thought of that, too. And that was after a surgery for Jerome Kersey. Did Dame have a procedure recently?
I don't know.
I know, like you said, there's multiple ways for this to happen. But as a lover of Damian Lillard, this crushes me. This really sucks. And I hope he recovers as quickly as possible.
The PGA Tour is all systems go. And so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.